You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey, welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. This is your host, Cary Oberbrunner, and I am excited today. I hope you are. We are doing episode 82, which is the smartest way to more influence, impact, and income. We're going to jump right into the content today because I know your time is precious. And I believe that this episode, for some of you, is going to literally blow your mind. It's going to open your mind to what is right around you as far as possibilities, but maybe you haven't quite considered it yet. So here's the problem. We have way too many opportunities. I mean, just pick up your smartphone, you get it. Your smartphone is asking you to do so many actions, and it's right within your grasp 24/7, usually. So here's what I mean. Your smartphone's asking you to play, join, browse, buy, look, promote, engage, comment, post, scroll, and 1,000 other actions. So therefore, this little device, which although it's a fantastic tool, if we're not careful, it can literally create major space between us and our dream, us and our calling, us and our destiny. And so what I want to challenge you to consider for a moment today is that sooner or later, you're going to have to make a choice. You are literally going to have to make a decision for yourself what type of person you are going to be in the world. Let me explain. I get it. A lot of us want to be consumers, right? I think in some ways, we're all consumers. But here's the point. If you are only a consumer, you are going to have a very unfulfilled life. Why? Because I believe you were created to co-create. So these are all going to start with C. I've mentioned these before, but they're totally going to shape where we go in today's episode. You have a choice whether you're going to be a consumer, a critic, a cynic, or a creator. And most people are only, exclusively, consumers or exclusively critics or exclusively cynics. Very few people are creators. And if you're not, you are going to leave massive influence, impact, and income on the table. The world rewards creators. I don't know why, but I think it's because you become an outlier. I think it's because you are exhibiting your divine right, which is to co-create. In my favorite book, it says, and God created, right? God created. God said, let there be light. There was light. God said, let there be trees and animals, and there was, and moons and stars and all this stuff, and there was. Here's the point. His first act was to create, and then it says, and he created us in his image. So you, in my opinion, are created to co-create. So I think the universe smiles upon you when you say, you know, I'm going to take that serious. I am actually going to create something. And when you look back at your life, the fact that you just didn't consume TV episodes and consume junk food and consume everything else that the world throws at you, I think you become an outlier. And like I said, the world rewards those who are outliers. You see, the world, for the most part, is an inch deep and a million miles wide. So if you are going to stand out, you need to separate from the pack. Let me say that again. You've heard this. I know you've heard this. When everyone is zigging, you zag, right? You become an outlier. You become someone who's different. And the world says, oh, look at this person. They are doing something different. And you automatically become the cool kid on the block, right? I mean, just look at back in high school days, right? There was that one kid who did something different. Now, here's what's going to happen. At first, they're not going to like you. At first, they're going to say, you're different. What's up? At first, you're going to kind of be odd. But that is a good thing. Last time I checked, it is a good thing to be odd. Usain Bolt. I'm probably butchering his name, dude. I don't even watch the Olympics, but I kind of caught some with the family because it was family time and it was good. I think I'm saying his name right. Forgive me. But Bolt is different. Bolt is a showman. Bolt is a clown, right? This is where all the announcers kind of illustrate that point, that he's different, right? Hey, another big shout out to Kyle Snyder, who won the gold medal for wrestling. We actually work out together. The Ohio State Buckeye wrestling team, even if you're not a fan, I get to work out with those guys. It is fantastic. Kyle Snyder was an outlier. When everyone else was doing their high school, he wanted to go to special training and essentially go to a training facility while he was still in high school in his last year. Why? Because he wanted to be an outlier. Folks, you have a choice. You can fit the mold, you can march in line, or you can do something different. And we all applaud those who are different. We all applaud the outliers, the misfits. You know, there was that Apple commercial a while back where it says the people crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. And if you haven't seen that commercial, you need to check it out. I believe you're one of these people. Why? Because who else is listening to the Igniting Souls podcast? There's a million things you could be doing, but you have chosen to say, I want my soul on fire. I want to be considered someone who is fully alive. I want to be someone who, like Carl Jung says, the most damaging thing in the life of the child is the unlived life of the parent. Therefore, the most life-giving thing in the life of a child is a parent who is on fire. Ferdinand Foch said that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. Folks, this isn't just rhetoric. This is a important core belief that I have that says if you are going to be someone who is a caretaker of your soul, is someone who is fully alive, you, my friend, will have stones thrown at you, but you will become an outlier and you will rise above the top and you will be noticed and you will be compensated. And so today's episode is all about that. So check it out. To increase your influence, impact, and income, you need to get smarter. Now, hear me out. I'm big into not giving any of us, including me, including you, more self-limiting beliefs. I'm not saying anybody on this podcast is dumb. I have defined the word smart in a pretty cool framework, and that's why I'm here today. That's why I want to give you this five-step framework about how to get smart. In my 39 years on the planet, after coaching thousands of clients and engaging with hundreds of businesses and business models, I've realized a truth. And I believe it's the smartest way to more influence, impact, and income. So here we go. Why it makes sense to get smart, first of all. At the end of your life, you are going to look back. You kind of have this backyard of life, if you will. And everyone's got one. And as you look out in the backyard of your life, you are going to see, like most people, holes at the end of your life. These holes represent places where you've invested time and energy. And most people are going to look back and see hundreds and hundreds of half-dug or partially dug holes. Again, these holes represent places where you've tried to make an impact. Most people start digging with the best intentions, but then they stop for one reason or another. Maybe they hit a rock. Maybe someone was laughing at them and saying, I can't believe you're digging in that hole. Who knows? Maybe they got bored. But here's the point. They stop digging for one reason or another. Maybe they take a break. Maybe they grab a lemonade, metaphorically speaking. Maybe they sit down and play Xbox or sit down and watch a TV miniseries for on Netflix or something for the next 8 weeks, whatever. Here's the point. Then they start digging a brand new hole. The problem is they never take an idea to its full potential. This was me for a lot of years. You've heard me say perhaps in the past, there are three types of people. There are ideators, implementers, and incrementalists. Ideators love to dream. They love to dream. They love ideas. Implementers love to do. They love tasks and implementation. Incrementalists, their curse is they love both. That was me for a lot of years. I dream, I do, I ideate, I implement, and then I get bored, then I get whatever, a scratch, an itch to move on, and then I do. And then I move on to the next one, incrementalist. Dream, do, ideate, implement, next one. Dream, do, ideate, implement, next one. Here's the point. Up until I met David Branderhorst, my business partner, I looked back at my life and saw, oh, there's Journey Toward Relevance. Oh, there's Called. Oh, there's The Fine Line. Oh, there's Carrie's Doctorate. There's Carrie's Master's Degree. There's Carrie's Grace Institute. There's boom, 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 boom. All these things that were half dug. And then with Your Secret Name in 2010, I said, hold on. This one's going to be different. I am going to discipline myself not to fulfill the itch that I have to move on to the next thing once I create this thing called Your Secret Name. And thank you, God, that you sent David into my life, that we met, because David is gifted in areas where I'm not. And sometime soon, I'll do a podcast episode about how to get a good business partner, how to find someone who's a rock star who can help compliment you. I will do that episode, trust me. But for the time being, just believe me when I say, what David did is David helped me take Your Secret Name deep, super deep, enough that I, thanks to my wife who pinged a lot of colleges, I mean, she really did. She was a trooper. Thank you, Kelly. She pinged so many colleges, and I went on a college tour and spoke at so many institutions, so many chapels, so many assemblies on Your Secret Name. Then we did Your Secret Name Saturday nights. Then we did Your Secret Name Freedom Conference. Then we did Your Secret Name Team. Then we did a tour in North Carolina. Folks, we took this idea, a 700 Club, radio tour, blog tour. We took it deep, 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 deep. And what happened? The influence, the impact, and the income grew unbelievably. Rather than get bored and fulfill the ache and go on to the next thing, because I don't want to have the perseverance and discipline to stick with this one thing. No, we took that idea super deep. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, we relaunched our Your Secret Name Team. We had half a dozen other people join the team. They're now certified and they're going out and giving the message all over the world. It's unbelievable. And here's the point. Because we got smart, I'm going to teach you today what it means for smart. But I had to share the backstory first. So check it out. There is another option. Rather than looking at the backyard of your life and seeing hundreds of half-dug holes, there is another option. You can become an outlier. You can take one of these holes and dig, 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 mine it for all it's worth. Many times these deep holes connect with other deep holes. Did you catch that? Many times these holes, the really deep ones, they connect with other deep holes, and then they become synergistic. And when you have a few deep holes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many, even just 2, it becomes synergistic. That's where we are as a business. Your secret name feeds into the deeper path, which feeds into day job, dream to dream job. Your secret name 5-week journey feeds into deeper path coaching cohort, which feeds into dream job bootcamp. They all lead three circles. Check out the show notes. I show you a picture so you can see what I'm talking about. If you don't know where the show notes are, go to carryoverbrunner.com, click blog, and then you will see I always do an episode where I have show notes with links and more good stuff. And a lot of people enjoy that. Thank you. Thank you for saying that you enjoy it. That takes a bunch of time, but I think it's worth it to equip you, empower you. Here's the point. These deep holes are now feeding into each other and creating some crazy cool results. You can do that. You can do that. I know you can. So here's how we got smart. We turned these last three books, Deeper Path, Your Secret Name, Day Job to Dream Job, we turned it into the SMART model, which created each independently six-figure businesses. Now, getting smart by writing, publishing, and marketing your book the right way, I think, is wise for these five reasons. I'm going to spell out SMART, S-M-A-R-T. This is the smart way to get more influence, impact, and income. This is, if I'm sitting down with you at Smoothie King, having a smoothie, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, here is the smart way to basically increase your influence, impact, and income. Look, if you're an Olympic athlete, fine. Maybe endorsements is. But for most of us who aren't Olympic athletes, I think the smartest way, absolutely the smartest way, is to write, publish, and market your book the right way. And here's why. S-M-A-R-T. The first one, S, specialization. Specialization. When you write, publish, and market your book, here's what you're going to realize. You are going to narrow your focus. A book forces you to narrow your focus. You can't write about, you know, the book on everything, the book about everything in the world. Come on now. No, your book forces you to niche or niche, as some people say, to specialize. And what does that do for you? What it does is it raises your irreplaceability factor. Let me say it again. Your irreplaceability factor. You suddenly realize that you know a lot about something narrow. And you might say, Carrie, that is dumb. Why would I do that? Because that's the world in which we live. If you want to have your value raised in the marketplace, you need to become irreplaceable. And the way you become irreplaceable is you become a specialist. If you can do everything that everyone else can, now you are in a price war. Now you are saying who can do it the cheapest, who can do it the most scalable way, who can offer the cheapest parts. Again, you get it. But when you say to the world, I am going to become a specialist in this particular topic, field, thought, idea, task, whatever, you suddenly become irreplaceable. And I don't have time to get into it now. You can definitely listen to one of the previous episodes about how to raise your rates. This was a great episode. It was around the 50s, but it's how to charge people high prices for your services, something like that. And I interviewed John Lee, one of my clients, and it's a true story. And I just gave her the microphone and said, here, John Lee, let's tell the story. But you will find out how a complete stranger was willing to pay a large sum of money to me because we met on an airplane and because she needed the exact specialist talent that I thrive at. And I don't believe in chances. I don't believe in luck or coincidence. I believe God had me sit next to her on a total large full plane where you can choose your own seat. And I don't know, I just randomly saw one and sat down next to her. And even then, I was clueless. I was working on book proposals for my clients. And finally, it happened where Jonalee and I started chatting. And she had an exact need. And I taught you on that podcast episode how to do fact finding, how to find out people's needs. You got to listen to that one. But at the end of the day, I practiced what I teach, the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. I gave. I hooked her up, helped her. And when we landed the plane, she said, "Oh my gosh, can you help me do more?" And sure enough, within 24 hours, four figures. It was $5,000 was inserted into my bank account because she needed help. And I totally hooked her up. And she said, "Wow, you know what you're talking about. Other people don't. I've tried to get this help. Plus, you're generous. You didn't just say, oh, here's my fee if I'm going to invest an hour in you." Folks, I teach you so many things on that episode. You need to listen to it. But here's the point. Specialization. How did I become a specialist when it comes to helping other authors write, publish, and market their books? Why? Because I did it myself. You have an amazing talent. I'm talking to you right now. You listening to this podcast, you have incredible gifts, talents, and specialties. But here's the point. If you haven't gone through the book process, you probably haven't written it down. And so you are doing your potential clients a major disservice because they come up to you and say, "Oh, how do you do this thing?" And if you say, "Well, it's really easy. You just do boom, boom, boom." They're like, "What? I don't get that. What do you mean, boom, boom, boom? That doesn't help me when I'm done talking to you. I need a roadmap. I need a manual. I need a map." Or if you say, "You know what? It's really complicated. It would just take a long time to explain it." Folks, when you have either one of those two responses, you are kicking influence, impact, and income away from yourself. You are saying to the universe, "Don't come by me. Don't visit me." Why? Because I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy to sit down and actually put it into a book because if I did, I could then create passive influence, impact, and income. You could literally hand that book to people and they could have your secrets. They could have your specialist formula. And it's not that hard. It's a framework. Just like SMART is a formula, I sat down and in 30 minutes created this 5-step framework for today's podcast. Why? Because I sat down and I said, "You know what? Books is a smart way to increase your influence, impact, and income. I am going to go online and I'm going to look up words that end in T-I-O-N. And they're all going to spell the word smart." I mean, if you really want to know the secret sauce, folks, this is what I did today. You, I'm talking to you, listen to this podcast. I went to the website and said words that end in T-I-O-N. And I looked and I said, "What do I think smart means?" And I said, It means these approximate 5 things. Now I said I got to match up words. And it was fun. It was like a little word search. So S is specialization. And when you create a framework, which means a process broken down into simple steps to achieve a solution, now you are in the game. Now you can earn influence, impact, and income. So S is specialization. Specialization. And the book writing process does that. It forces you to get narrow, to get specialized. Second one, M. So this is going to spell smart. Specialization, number 2, magnification. A book is like a honking magnifying glass. And just like I've taught in the past, you can lay out under the sun for 3 hours and get a sunburn. Or you can lay out under a magnifying glass for 3 minutes and you can burn a hole in your skin. What's the difference? A magnifying glass amplifies the energy of the sun. A book amplifies the energy of everything related to your brand. I know this. I'm about ready to go into my 7th book, Elixir Project. I know without a doubt that 2 years ago, when I did day job to dream job, the business took a major leap forward. Podcast interviews, radio interviews, newspaper, articles, blog posts, podcast tours, launch parties, webinars, conference calls, seminars, live events. I could go on and on and on. The 20th anniversary at Shawshank, new business relationships. Folks, it was crazy. Why? Because a book is a honking magnifying glass, not class. If you like the word honking, all right, do a tweet and put honking magnifying glass, all right? And I will retweet you and think you're the funniest, coolest person in the world. Why? Because that's what a book does. A book is a honking magnifying glass that says everything already in my business and my brand is going to be amplified because it's like throwing gasoline on what you're already doing. Now, if you say, I got nothing to start with, that's okay. See, there is a big lie out there, and I totally put this in the show notes. I did two special videos for you, brief videos. One of the brief videos is called, Should I Build My Platform Before I Write My Book, or Should I Write My Book and Then Build My Platform? The answer is write your book. If you wait to build your platform, you will be waiting for the rest of your life. No one I ever met in my life, including some pretty big people, have ever said, you know, my platform is absolutely big enough. I'm actually sick of it being so big. I'd rather downscale. Most people, everybody says, I am going to continue to build my platform. Why? Because that is what you were designed to do, to grow. Nobody says, I want to go slower when I run the 100-yard dash. You know, this next year, I want to gain massive weight. I just want to gain massive weight. I want to lose money. I want to, get poor health. No, you were created to grow, and growing means your platform. And if you say, well, I'm not going to write a word of my book until I have a big platform, you are a person who's self-deceived. You are making excuses. You are telling yourself lies. You are scared. And you are absolutely scared to get your book out there. And so you're using a little regurgitated line that you've seen floating around the internet, which says, don't build your book until you build your platform. And all I'm saying is, look at my past. 2004, zero platform, wrote Journey Toward Relevance. Then I got a little platform. Then I wrote the book Called. Then I got a little more platform. Then I wrote The Fine Line. Then I got more platform. Then I got Your Secret Name. And for a lot of reasons, which I say in a lot of the past podcast episodes, things took off. Number one, I was more honest with my story. I told my scary story. I stopped pretending and wearing a mask. And I believe that my readers heard it and found it and realized it and resonated that I took some risks. But anyways, then Your Secret Name, built a bigger platform, then Deeper Path, bigger platform, then Day Job to Dream Job, bigger platform, now Elixir Project, bigger platform, and then eventually the next book, bigger platform. You build a platform with each book. You don't sit there and say, you know, I'm going to wait until I have massive followers and fans. Well, where are you going to get them from? You're not creating anything in the world. Why should they follow you? Because you look good? I know you look good. I'm a bald guy with a girl's name. Come on now. But here's the point. Nobody's following me because of my eye color or because of my hair, which does not exist, or because of my frisbee golf skills, or because I like smoothies. People aren't following me for that reason. They're following me because I create content that solves a problem in their life. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. So stop making excuses, get off the dime, realize that you have been using that as an excuse, most of you, maybe not all of you. And some of you are saying, Carrie, I do have a book out. I just don't know how to make it smart. I get it. I'll give you help too at the end because I get it. My first three books weren't smart. I didn't know this stuff. And so I just wrote a book and was like, okay, there, I'm done. No, no, no. Now there's a smart way to write, publish, and market a book. All right, we're going to go on to the next letter. All right, the A, here we go. Articulation. I do not know of another process. This is why ghostwriting for a lot of people is not the best thing when you get a ghostwriter. Why? Because you articulate your message. It's called articulation. By writing, publishing, and marketing your book, you become incredibly more articulate. Communication is all-encompassing. Writing is one form of communication. Speaking is another form of communication. After I write any one of my books, hand me a microphone, hand me a camera, put me in front of people, I suddenly own that message. Now, do I get better over time? Yes. Anytime I jump up on the microphone after first writing a book, I'm light years ahead of my articulation before I wrote the book. But then after I've owned that message for a few months, oh my gosh, I can go without a script. I come up with illustrations, passion, and it flows. So yeah, that is what a book is going to do for you. When you write, publish, and market your book the right way, you are going to become so much more articulate. People are going to say, this guy, this gal owns that message. Why? Because that's what we use in the English language. You've heard me say it before. Michael Phelps wrote the book on swimming, right? Bolt wrote the book on running. Now, did they write a book? I don't know. If they did, who knows? But we say in the English language that they wrote the book. Michael Jordan wrote the book on basketball, right? Here's the point. When you write a book in the eyes of the readers and the world, you just became massively articulate. You became credible. And you know what? You actually did. Because you had to, out of all the ideas and thoughts out there on your topic, you had to say, here's the best. Here's the framework. Here's the story. Here's the fiction material. You own that character, that story, that solution, that framework, that problem, that topic. You own it. And because you own it, people say they are articulate. And when you become articulate on something, people pay you for it. Look, I'm not a fan of every book in the world. My wife has a book upstairs. I just saw it recently. It's about the legends of Sleepy Hollow, and it's written by a guy who is a whatever. I don't even know what he is. He's a local historian for that area. I looked at his biography. I was blown away. This guy gets asked to be on all those channels, the History Channel, the Tourist Channel, for that certain geographic area. When people need something on the legend of Sleepy Hollow, he's the guy they call. Why? Because he wrote the book. He wrote the book on the topic. He knows the content. He is articulate. So whenever someone needs that little niche, that little specialization, and then I look back and he's doing it full time. He loves this. He's wearing a little crazy musket or whatever you call it and an outfit, and he's got his silly hat on. From that era, he owns it. He owns that part. He's living it. He loves it. He wishes he was born back hundreds of years ago. The guy is a specialist. Everything he's done now becomes magnified. He's articulate. Let's go to the R. R is revitalization. So we have specialization, magnification, articulation, revitalization. A book brings new life. That's what the word revitalize means. It means new life. Some of you are dead. Some of you, your business is dead. Some of you, your brand is dead. You haven't brought anything new, or it's non-existent. You want to bring life to your brand, your business. You want to revitalize it. I have never given birth. That is not a surprise. I've never given birth to a physical life in the world. My wife has three times. It's amazing. Love my kids, Keegan, Isabel, Addison. Brilliant. Here's the point. The closest thing I've ever come, and maybe the ladies will laugh at me, I don't know, that's okay, but I know it's taken a lot longer than 9 months sometimes. Sometimes I whip that book out. In fact, most of the time I whip books out pretty quick. This last fiction book, tough. Toughest thing I've ever wrote. My wife said, gee, normally you write 2, 3, 4 books in that time. This was a tough one, Elixir Project. I get it. But when I write a book, I give birth to a new idea in the world. And guess what? It lives forever. When you give birth to a book, you are giving birth to an idea, and that idea lives forever. It is now bound. It is now available worldwide when you do it the right way. Here's the point. If you want to bring life to your book or, I'm sorry, to your brand or business, to your ministry, to your organization, to your family, give birth to a book. Do it the smart way, do it the right way, and suddenly there's new life. And with new life comes all kinds of opportunities. Just like when you have a brand new baby, you have baby showers, you have baby announcements, you have baby pictures, you have baby albums, you have baby whatever, birthday parties. Same thing with a book. You have launch parties. You have interviews. You have pictures. It's the same thing. Now, again, your book is not a life. Don't get me wrong. Don't be all up in arms because I'm saying giving birth to a book is like giving birth to a baby. I'm giving you a metaphor. And the metaphor is that if you need new life, write a book. Write a good book. All right, T, transformation. The writing, publishing, and marketing process, when you do it smart, transforms you. It transforms the author, and that's why it hurts. That's why it's tough. You're becoming a new person. Prior to writing Elixir Project, I knew certain things about writing. But I knew when I was staring into the great unknown of doing my first ever fiction book, I knew I would learn massive things, character development, plot. I knew I would need to find people, smart people that I had no connections with, fiction editors, fiction proofreaders, perhaps Hollywood filmmakers. I knew all kinds of things that I would need to become. And most people look at it and say, ah, scary. Can't do it. Don't know how. And what I say is, I don't care if I don't know how. I know why I need to do it. You have heard me say this. If you are a brand new guest, welcome, welcome, welcome. The other veterans listening have heard me say this so many times, and that is fortify your why. Fortify your why. Your why becomes the driver, which makes you realize that even though it's tough, even though you don't know everything, even though there are gaps and blind spots in your knowledge and repertoire of wisdom, guess what? Your why propels you and pushes you forward despite the unknowns. And that's exactly what every book has ever done for me. It's pushed me further and faster past the unknowns. Look, I didn't know where to find an editor. So I started picking up books and I started looking in the back of books and said, oh, they keep talking about this one lady named Molly. I'm going to reach out to Molly on Twitter. Reached out to Molly on Twitter, started a relationship, boom, 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 boom. Got her Starbucks gift card, boom, boom, boom. Guess what? She recommends editors at the end of the day. Boom, found one. Found the best one that I'm so happy with, Julie. Here's the point. I don't know any of this stuff, just like anybody. I don't care that I don't know. If you allow knowledge to be your cap of what you're going to choose to do in this world, you might as well go to the grave, because I don't know how to do anything and you don't know how to do anything. In my live seminars, sometimes I say, hey, in the front row, you stand up. And they look and they say, me, seriously? Yeah, you, please stand up. And then they stand up and then they sit down and I say, okay, Michael, tell me physiologically and neurologically what you just did to stand up. And they look at me and they say, Michael says, I don't know. I just stood up. I said, Michael, how many years have you been standing up? 48 years. So you're telling me you're a professional stander-upper for 48 years and you don't even know how you did it. And he says, yeah, I don't even know how I did it. Exactly. That's my point. And guess what? If there was a fire in the room, he would have stood up without even thinking. In other words, on automatic. Folks, you don't know how to do anything. Seriously, I am being so serious. I don't know how to do anything. You don't know how to do anything. If I had to tell you how to go drive down to go pick my kids up from school, I couldn't tell you. This is why it's so hard many times. When we're given a pen and a paper and we're told, you know, write out the map how to get here or there when you take it every day. Now, some people can sit down and say, okay, well, there's that street name and then there's that street name. But you don't know it like MapQuest. You don't know 0.073 miles and then left and then veer and then right. You don't know it that detailed. You just get in the car and you say, you know, I have a goal and the goal is to get there and I'm going to hop in the car and I'm going to figure out how to do it. You don't know how to explain how the car works. You don't know how to explain how the keys work. You don't know how to explain how the garage door opens. You don't know how to explain a billion things about getting your kids to school if you have them, whatever, your pet to the vet, whatever. Here's the point. You don't know how to do any of that. You don't. Stop thinking high of your stuff. You don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. So what happens? We get this idea that says, I better get my kids to the school. I better get my pet to the vet because they need help. They need training. They need schooling. And then suddenly you start moving your feet. Then you start moving your feet and then you get in the vehicle. Then you put the keys in the ignition and you press, you know, forward. And then suddenly you hit the garage door opener. Then you hit the garage door opener shut or whatever. Apartment. I don't care what you do. You take a boat to, I don't know what you do. People all over the world listen to this podcast. Whatever. Just hear me what I'm saying because I believe in you. I believe that it's time to get off the seat of life. And I believe it's time to start getting smart because the world needs your specialization, magnification, articulation, revitalization, and transformation. So what happens? You start driving. Oh, there's a detour. The road's out. The bridge is out. There's an accident. You need to turn around. There's a spill in the middle of the road. You don't say, oh, well, I'm done. My pet's just going to die in the vehicle. My kids are just going to miss school today. You keep driving. You keep finding alternative routes to figure out your goal. You change the plan and not the goal. So many people change the goal. They say, well, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and have a picnic. The bridge is out. Let's just have a picnic. Let's forget school today. Let's let the pet die in the vehicle. No. You change the plan. You keep the goal. And that's what you do. You keep driving to school. You keep driving to the vet, and there it happens. Why am I so passionate about this? Because I want to help. I'm not just going to tell you how to be smart and then say, good luck. Hope you have a good life. Go do it. No. Folks, you, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to a group of people. I'm talking to you listening to this podcast right now, this Wednesday. In other words, 48 hours from now. If you miss it, I don't know. Google it. Look for it. Because I'm sure I'll do another one sometime in the future, in the next 5 years. But here's the point. This webinar on Wednesday, I have now done for over 40,000 aspiring authors. It's in the show notes. I think you can text publish to 33444. I think. Now, if you can't, look me up. Look me up on Facebook. Look me up on the show notes. If you're an email subscriber, look in your email. We have something crazy happening Wednesday. It takes my team tons of time to do this special, not recorded webinar, live webinar. When you get a 15-page guidebook and I give you tons of secrets, tips, tools, and strategies that have taken me 12 years to master and I give it to you for free. All this is free. I don't want to just talk about smart. I want to give you smart. I want to get you smart. And so I don't care if you've heard it before. You will listen to it on a new level because that's what happens. You listen to things at a new level because you've grown. You've grown in the past 6 months, the past 12 months, the past 6 years. You've grown the past 6 days. Do you know your body regenerates itself? not, and you become a new person, cellular, structurally, every few months. It's absolutely crazy. Here's the point. It's time to get smart. I told you what S-M-A-R-T means. Now, it's time to get smart. I want you on that webinar. I want to pour into you. I want to invest in you. It's absolutely free. There's no catch. There's no credit card at the end. There's no buy this here at the end. If you love what I teach, if it's brilliant and genius and you say, Carrie, I want you to publish me, fine. Then there's an application. And trust me, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who apply. We can only take 25. That's besides the point. This webinar will give you so much awareness. You will know, I'm just going to tell you what some topics are that I'm going to teach on, okay, on this webinar, because it's 15 pages. And I've had people do this. They've said, I'm going to write someday. And I want to know when that someday is, what I need to know. So I'm going to listen now. You're going to know why today is the best time in history to publish a book and how to do it. You are going to know new publishing secrets that give you the most control, the most profit, and the most support. You are going to know how to make your book a six-figure business, not just a $16 business card. And you are going to also know how to get your book the attention and engagement you need without having a big platform. This, my friends, is just the beginning. It's live. It's Q&A at the end. If you need questions answered, I will help you. This is the type of stuff where, no joke, one guy in January this last year paid me $5,000 to spend a day with him and teach him this stuff. One day, $5,000. You, it's free. That's what I'm talking about. If you cannot make it live, register and we will get you it within, I think it's 6 hours. It will be delivered limited time replay for you. If you know someone who needs it, share it with them. My goal is to ignite 1 million souls by 2020. That is our moonshot. Can't do it without you. In fact, I got to give a shout out to some of you. You guys are my friends, my fans, my heroes. You have said, you know what, Carrie, I'm going to spend 3 minutes because you've invested in me. And I'm going to go to iTunes and click ratings and review. And I'm going to write a review. Thank you so much, Terry Stafford, this week's people. So on August 16th, it looks like two of you did a review. Terry says, I definitely have holes in my strategy. Thanks for episode 81. I'm working to fill all areas of my focus, but becoming unhackable is certainly high on the priority list. It's been an awesome journey for me with the tribe since January. So he's part of our tribe, Igniting Souls Tribe. He's an author. He's working on his book. His book is called Strings of Faith. It's fantastic. It's a fiction book. I love it, Terry. And you are still saying, here's what he says. Thanks for the encouragement, motivation, and direction, my brother. Keep up the incredible work. Your energy never ceases to amaze me. Someday I'll tell you guys how I fill my tank physiologically and neurologically and biologically and whatever, whatever. But it's how I eat. It's how I sleep. It's how I work out. It all fits. Terry, I'll keep teaching you as long as you keep growing, and you are growing, my friend. The other person, just one other one by GTB, says, powerful. The Igniting Souls podcast is a perfect balance between encouragement, thank you, and accountability. Yes, I do not want to just stroke your egos on this podcast. I do just not want to, you know, pump you up. I want you to be accountable to action. It says, Carrie brings hard truth spoken in loving and compassionate voice. Listen today. Listen from the beginning. Listen to wisdom about success from a master who will guide you on a journey to set your soul ablaze. Folks, it is a joy, privilege, and honor to invest in you. Every single day, I wake up excited to do this. It is my dream job. It is my passion. Love it. So I hope to see you on that author webinar this week. I want you to get smart. And just a quick recap, extremely quick, just for you. Here it is. Smart means specialization. magnification, articulation, revitalization, and transformation. That's what it means to get smart. You've heard it. And now let's go get smart. Cannot wait to see you next week. Got a brand new episode. It's going to be so fun, and it's going to be in your face. So I love you guys, care about you, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts. You can always shoot out on social media. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you have follow-up questions. And I believe in you. I absolutely believe in you. Your life is a gift. Go make it count today, because you don't know if you have tomorrow. We'll see you.